babies, babies, babies have a lot of babies.
High mystery.
A light hits you directly in the face.
Oh.
It must be because the sun has perfectly aligned with Stonehenge and reflected light into your eyes. It's time for another episode of High Mystery. You know us. You love us. It's the podcast where we smoke weed. We talk about the mysteries of the universe, whether it's cryptids, ghosts, or megaliths. I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Today's no different. We're going to be getting high as fuck. Hmm? And I've got a blunt here. It is King Palm. I've got it on my extending gator clip, which is really nice when you're passing around for a group of friends. Inside, it has Gushers and J1.
Mm-hmm. I will say I have gotten many compliments on my extendo gator clip that you have given me, and I feel like most people are like, oh, we're getting classy in here. I don't actually have to dirty my fingers with this. I can pick these up and pass it across the room.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing to have. I will tell a quick story. When I was working at Edibles List, there was a guy who has, I don't know if it's, I'm so ignorant of these things, but I think he has cerebral palsy. And it made it very difficult for him to hold actual blunts. But this extender, he was able to smoke blunts, and he was like, this is the first time I've been able to smoke a blunt, like, without assistance from other people.
Nice.
And,
like that.
So that was worth the whatever investment I made in these little suckers. So that was cool. Anyway.
It's a handy-capable accessory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like the blunt version of the cigarette extenders that the old ladies wear, old fancy ladies wore in the 20s.
Yeah.
Used. It's great.
Let's hop on down to the speakeasy and get us a couple Manhattans. Those women.
Exactly. That'd be the bee's knees.
And you've got a blunt over there, huh?
Oh, I've got a blunt over here. It's the King Palm wrap filled with some Skittles.
Skittles?
Oh. Skittles!
Can't wait to taste the rainbow.
Nice.
I will spark my blunt here.
Please do.
Thank you, sir, for the blunt.
We give praise to the O blunt. You bring us highness, and without you, we couldn't do this podcast.
We should note also we're just two blunts in, so medium.
Medium
there.
We're not as squirrely as we could be.
Yeah, but
we'll get there.
We'll get there. You
today,
should join us.
Today's mystery are the Nazca Lines of Peru.
Yay!
You may remember them from a recent episode where Tristan covered the Nazca aliens, where a little tomb was found in the Nazca region of Peru. And these lines are a big part of that. So they are large geoglyphs formed by depressions or incisions made in the soil in the Nazca Desert in southern Peru. Evidence shows that they were made sometime between 500 BCE and 500 CE. And I'm pretty sure that's what those are. Before Common Era and Common Era. That is the non-religious context of dates.
Yes.
Most lines run straight across the landscape, but there are also figurative designs of animals and plants made up of lines. There are over 650 confirmed sites of Nazca geoglyphs.
They're so beautiful.
I also like that it's like made with one continuous line, you know,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, there's not like crossing lines. There's not like texture lines. It's one. It's a very simple single line geometric shape.
This is just art to me.
Right?
Motherfucking art.
Individual geoglyphs measure between 0.4 kilometers and 1.1 kilometers. So they get pretty big. That's 0.2 to 0.7 miles. So a little over half a mile long with some of these geoglyphs.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, absolutely huge.
Which is like what, a football field? Bigger than two football fields?
Something like that, yeah. Half a mile is, you know, think about if you ever did track. Once around the track is a quarter mile. So So about twice the size of a standard, like, track.
Pretty big.
Yeah, pretty darn big, for sure.
And these are things that you really can only see the shape from above.
But this was a long time ago, and
so
I don't know. It's just art. I think it's art.
But, like, who's seeing the art?
The aliens.
Art for aliens' sake, Tristan.
Right, it's like the dancing for aliens. It's the art for the aliens.
All these lines and the crop circles and stuff, that's just like the Banksy version of Alien.
Yeah, right?
Are there any farms nearby here? Because aliens do love good farms.
Well, part of the reason that they're preserved is because they're in the desert. You know, so there's not a lot of wind, there's not a lot of rain. That's why they've been unaffected. So, no, there are not a lot of farms in the area, at least not currently.
That's why they need to make art for the aliens, because otherwise they don't care. There's no farm.
How else are we going to get them over here?
Like, no, we're here. Even though there's no farm, we're still here. Let's
go. Just more specs on the, like, length of everything. The combined line length is 1,300 kilometers, over 808 miles, over an area of 170 square miles, or 450 square kilometers. The lines are typically 4 to 6 inches deep and 1 to 6 feet wide. So even though it seems really simple in terms of, like, the geometric shapes and, like, the fact that it is one line, this definitely represents an insane amount of work.
And
right.
Planning.
And coordination.
Yeah.
And
all of the above.
Yep. Art.
Art. I mean, it seems like all of these are done by the same person except for one. One just seems like it was the artwork of a different person.
Which one? That one?
Yeah,
I was looking at
it. It's not
that
a
one.
Continuous line. It's not an animal that we all seem to know, or an insect.
Go back to some of the other ones. Could you go?
The one he's talking about is the little, it looks like a little alien. It kind of looks like those mummies from the same region.
It's a humanoid more so than one of the animals. But that also might speak to the fact that they gave more reverence to the human shape and felt that it was more complex and needed crossing lines.
Mm.
It's hard to say. Who's to say?
I will say this. Are there monkeys in this region? Because I could definitely say there'd be spiders and birds and, like, some of the other things. But then this looks like a monkey to me, but with, like, three legs.
I believe that's
penis.
An iguana.
Oh, that's an iguana?
Yeah,
this looks
iguana.
Like a monkey to me, too. It's got the spiral little tail.
The
it's
spiral
got the cute
tail
little...
is iguana.
Oh,
the thing
oh,
that
a chameleon, monkey. Excuse me. A chameleon.
No.
Yeah, the spiral
iguanas
tail.
Don't have tails like that. They have...
But his body's so skinny.
No.
How could it be a chameleon?
Hold up. Chameleon. They do have tails that curl upon themselves.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Yeah, not iguanas. Sorry.
Oh,
I
see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There are depictions of monkeys. None of the pictures that we have are considered.
But are there
monkeys
in this area?
Yes.
Okay.
One hand has four fingers, and the other has five.
This is alien-human hybrid. This is the transformation from lizard to human.
Mm-hmm. So they were lizard people in that tomb. Okay.
These are best seen from the air, but they're also visible from the surrounding foothills and other high places.
Okay. Cool.
You know, as I spoke to earlier when you asked about the farms, they're preserved because of the isolated nature of them, the fact that it's dry, windless, and there's stable climate. So all of that kept them preserved.
Where is the nearest, like, town or village? Like,
I'm not really sure. They are deteriorating in some places because of squatters in the area. So they can't be too far away from... people.
Come on, squatters. If you're going to live out there, at least, you know, maintain the art, keep it up, go walk the path every now and then. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, I feel like it was one of those squatters that made this humanoid. It's just unlike the others. Maybe it was the son of the person that did it.
Or maybe it's, like, right after the generation of whoever was originally doing these, somebody tried to do it again and failed. failed.
Yeah.
This was hard.
Yeah, really, really failed. The other ones are really nice, and this one's like, dunk.
It's like waving. I mean, I feel like a little kid drew this.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to recreate it.
It has that feel, for
sure.
There are hundreds of simple lines. So as you can see in some of the pictures, there are also just simple straight lines that cut across the desert.
Mm-hmm.
So there are hundreds of those. But there are more than 70 different animal designs, including, but not limited to, hummingbirds, spiders, fish, llamas, monkeys, lizards, dogs, and a human. I felt like I was getting ready to introduce, like, the teams.
That's the only
Legends of the Hidden Temple. All right, we're going to bring in the green hummingbirds. Tell us about yourselves, guys.
We're from New Jersey, and we think the show's awesome.
So that childish human one, is that, that's the only human?
I wrote down a human.
Right, yeah.
And so in my research, I didn't see anything about, like, multiple different human designs in the Nazca lines, but I haven't actually researched to see whether there's just one.
Yeah, like every single picture.
Yeah, because as I said earlier, I think there's like over 600 designs.
Yeah.
Other shapes include trees and flowers as well.
Oh.
So they didn't limit it to just things that might have had like a spirit or whatever.
Well, flora and fauna has spirit, Colin.
Well,
trees and plants have spirit.
They do. They talk to each other. They talk to the
there's
other
a
parts
neural
of
network.
The plant.
Yeah.
There's a neural network.
You might raise some hairs with the definition of spirit there. You know, maybe they have energy or something.
You say that until you reincarnate as a leaf.
And you learn your lessons.
If every oak tree is going to heaven, there ain't room for me.
I don't want to go to a heaven without every oak tree.
Yeah, right? That's crazy. Too many oak trees. We're calling over here to be happy.
That's what loggers are doing, just sending trees to heaven.
That means every mosquito is going to heaven.
No, obviously mosquitoes are going to hell. Don't be stupid.
Every leech and biting fly.
Hell.
I don't know.
Heaven.
These are the mysteries we have to tackle.
I mean, at that point, isn't the mosquito or the leech or whatever leaving its physical coil behind and would just be a spirit, and the spirit energy of a mosquito doesn't need to be sucking the blood spirit of another spirit,
yeah.
So they're just chill things.
There you go.
So they'd always be satisfied.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in heaven, you have like really nice conversations with mosquitoes.
Yes.
Maybe,
yes.
Dude. Maybe mosquitoes be dropping knowledge.
I
as just
like, yeah, right.
Guys,
all
I
mosquitoes talk about is blood.
I've had conversations with trees. You can have a conversation with a tree, with a mosquito, with fucking anything.
Have you had a conversation with a therapist? Because I'm a little worried about you if you had a conversation with a tree. Did
Let the
talk
girl talk to trees. Let her talk to trees if she wants to talk to trees.
Communicate English?
Yes.
All right. I'm a little concerned about that.
Everything is energy. This table, the tree, the floor. It's all energy, and you can talk to it if you know how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But not with English.
Through your intuition.
Sure, yeah.
Scholars
differ in their interpretation of the purpose of the lines, but generally ascribe religious significance. Paul Kostok, an American historian from Long Island University, noticed that the lines converge at the winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere.
Ooh.
Paul Kostok, Richard P. Shadle, and Maria Reich concluded that the geoglyphs were markers for the rising of celestial bodies on important dates. There's also Joe Nickel, who recreated the lines with a small team using only tools available to the Nazca people at that time. So he basically sought to prove that with the tools available to people then, that it could be done.
I mean, I believe it. It's not like... I mean, no offense. It's not like a pyramid in the sense that they're moving massive rocks around. It's like, yeah, I see people doing that at the beaches, just like dragging a stick in the sand and creating very beautiful works of art as well.
I see your point, but usually they're not half a mile or more wide.
Have you seen some of these beach art things that people are doing where they send their drone up and it's like they're creating like beautiful scenes of life designs or like, and they're huge.
They are huge.
And they know that they're just going to be blown away in a day. You know?
Right.
Like,
someone's going to trample on them, or the wave is going to come up and crash on it, and it's going to be gone.
Same can be said for chalk walk artists. Street chalk artists.
Sidewalk chalk artists.
There we go. Where they make something big and beautiful, it takes them forever. It's very intricate, and then it's just going to be washed away. So,
all right,
just
I've seen
it's
both
die.
Of the things that you're talking about. I've never seen a sidewalk chalk art that even pales in comparison to the size of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the beach art that you're talking about can be pretty big, like half a football field wide in a lot of, I've seen like those aerial things.
Yeah.
But they have an aerial drone.
Well, to
shoot and to look at a feed of from above constantly
check. I thought
they
were using math, you know, like they put a thing in the middle and then they like tie a string to it and they walk out and they're like, okay, that's this distance, I'm at a half circle. And
I don't know how they do it,
yes.
But they have modern technology and stuff to help them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It don't take away the feat that this
oh,
was.
Oh, I definitely wasn't like, this, this took months of
for sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
And like we said, careful planning,
mm-hmm.
and execution and organization of
yeah.
the people to make this happen. So I'm not
right.
downplaying this
at all.
I mean, trying to get people organized in 500 BCE, can you imagine like getting people to think beyond just like gathering food?
Well, was it a slave culture as well, too? Because that's historically how things like, you know, the pyramids are built.
Actually,
any large...
Actually, new science. New science.
extra.
Yeah,
all
I've heard
it.
This as well.
Slaves
yeah.
did not build the pyramids.
That's not the general
they
consensus.
They were paid
oh.
construction
anymore.
Workers. Skilled, highly skilled architects
mm-hmm.
and builders.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Who were treated very well, got very good medical attention,
mm-hmm.
got, you know, the harems, some ladies thrown at them, very
I don't
nice
know about that.
Meats.
I didn't hear that, but
how the harems feel about this?
I don't know, but
that's
I do know.
Their job. That's,
the,
you know.
The builders of the pyramids were buried in honors next
yeah.
to the pyramids.
Uh-huh. They found, like, their tomb area.
Why have we been thinking of slaves all this time?
Because
they seem the worst?
What? Because of Western Christianity, the persecution of the Jews in Egypt.
The
although,
amount of strength it would have to take and combine manpower to move such an object, and you would just assume nobody would just willingly jump to joy for that.
Some
yeah.
people say that aliens helped them do that, and... They used some sort of technology that made it levitate, and it was like a vibrational thing.
Like sound or something.
It was like a sound vibration that...
What?
Yeah.
Or some sort of technology that levitated the bricks and, like, it was given to them by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that on the Coral Castle episode,
mm-hmm.
where,
yep.
like, vibrations
yes.
were able to move things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most accepted thing for the building of the pyramids now is that they floated in the bricks.
Yeah, that they used the Nile to,
okay.
yeah.
Like, they dammed it up and then used it, flooded the entire area and floated them in.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
smart.
All right.
We need to ask the pyramid.
Yes. We do. Sure do.
You need to send us there. Go to our Patreon.
Exactly.
Send
Ariana. Trip number two after Tristan's Poland tree.
I mean, we'll take
adventure.
Them in whatever order we can go. If you wanted to send
right.
us to the pyramids first, if you want to send us to Poland first, awesome.
It's your choice. You
we're
can,
down to
you
go.
You plan the itinerary for.
That's
we do fly first class, though.
That's patreon.com/highmystery. You can donate whatever you want,
yeah.
and you get access to all kinds of extra episodes and soon to be video content. I guess there's a little bit of video content on there.
Sure.
Check us out. Patreon.com/highmystery. Some of the theories on these Nazca lines, to bring it back to the Nazca lines, were that it was created to be seen by deities in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So they had religious significance.
Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
or aliens. I mean, same kind of idea. That's a hard word right now. An observatory for astrology or cosmology. So, you know, like...
Aliens getting sweet hairdos.
Yeah.
Alien spa day out.
That makes sense, though, to help pass the knowledge along, keep things, help the record, and be like, hey, you know, this line for this, this, and this, and now you can study the skies easier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe they were trying to communicate with the moon, and seeing if like we draw in a monkey on there, the moon people see it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll draw something on their planet and let us, you know, we can communicate back and forth that
it's
way.
The original
thought.
The original emoji.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. They just keep showing us this, like, guy's face. We keep trying to show them, like, other cool things that we could draw, but it's just this guy's face over and over.
The people on the moon are aliens. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The Earth just keeps sending back cucumber, cucumber. Water symbol, eggplant, eggplant.
The other planet's asking, like, you up?
Yeah, right?
I don't know what to do with that.
You're thirsty.
But especially because it, you know, significantly lined up in the findings of some of those researchers today. Like, that certainly helps lend itself to the theory that it's an astrological map. The idea that it's a representation of constellations. So they were just trying to mirror what was in the sky on the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was their own interpretation of the sky.
Mm.
You know, and in that way, the sky shifts over us every night, so maybe whatever their chameleon constellation in the sky is why they put the chameleon on that side, because when that constellation was high in the sky, it was over that part of the desert or whatever.
And this is the one that you're calling the chameleon, right? This.
Yeah.
This. What chameleon do you know that has fingers?
No, just the tail part. Just the butt and the tail part is the chameleon, and then a hybrid with something else.
Ah, I missed that.
Every chameleon has fingers. There are two-toed and three-toed chameleons. That's how they grip branches. So rather than having like a paw that you would think of with like, or like a gecko's webbed hand,
they have
hooked over fingers that help them grip the branch beneath them. And they may only have the three digits, but each digit will have two claws on it.
Hmm.
So it's kind of like a fused hand.
Got it.
Regardless, if we're going down whatever route this is, monkey or otherwise, I don't understand all the limbs that are happening.
It's his penis.
I wish the picture was bigger so I could
it's
see
his
where
third
this.
Leg.
Which one is? Is this the third leg? Is that
no,
which
it's
one?
The
is
one
the
in the
leg?
Middle.
It's chameleon
this
taking
one.
A
yeah.
poop.
He's just having explosive diarrhea.
Some believe that it was like an irrigation and field division.
Ooh.
So like, you could funnel water through it, you know, and then you could, whatever your fields were that happened to line up with the beautiful picture, you know, it was just a way for water to get to whatever crops.
So the crops would grow in the shape of this, whatever it was.
No, that's where the water is. And then it's like I'm assuming they would have baskets or pottery that they made that they would use to like scoop up the water from the irrigation trough or whatever, and then take it to the crops that were nearby.
Well, no, the idea is that the water funnels through and then you basically just have a river system. So you just plant right inside of these things. So like inside of that ring, maybe there'd be a ton of strawberry plants or something that takes a lot of water. Whereas in the places where the lines are more spread out, you
mm-hmm.
could do things that need less water.
Oh, I see. So inside the actual lines.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like
essentially, yeah. Like you create a small creek that feeds the plants that are already there every time you allow water to go through these lines.
I would like to see that.
Perfect.
As an art installation, someone please do this. Go out there and
irrigate
the thing.
And I just remembered that, didn't you say that the guy did the fucking experiment about like taking the tools and trying to recreate it? I don't think we ever...
He didn't test it with water though. That's
yeah.
the step he didn't go to. So he just basically confirmed that these are able to be created by humans with the technology at the time. So
okay.
just saying, like, it could have definitely been done by humans. So we don't need to, like, think that there's some laser cutting these into this earth
yeah.
from the sky or whatever.
For sure.
But, yeah, he never tried it with water.
That's fine.
So.
But did he also try it with a laser?
Right? Just in case.
You got a laser from the sky just sitting there.
Right.
Use it. Some think they're paths leading to worship sites for their deities, or that they're like, you walk the lines and, you know, they're like meditation circles,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
That
like you
sense.
Walk the lines and you connect to the god of the monkeys or the god of the hummingbirds or what have you.
walk the monkey path 10 times.
Yeah.
Nice.
Giant primitive looms to create crazy long textiles.
What?
I don't have a good explanation for you on that.
Crazy long textiles.
But it's one of the theories out there. I'd have to do more research to find out what the fuck they're talking about.
How would you make yarn like that?
I don't
understand. You need, like, it's a small item. You gotta start small. And what?
I have no idea. All I can say is it's one continuous line. So the idea that you make one incredibly long thread with this or something? Or
weird.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I also don't know how primitive people made thread. Maybe this would be the easiest option. You don't have trees around to make what we think of as looms, wooden looms. So you make them out in the desert. I don't know. Look it up, people. they think maybe they follow the paths of aquifers from which aqueducts collected water. So, like, I guess...
Does it connect to a water source? Does it connect to the ocean or rivers or...
Maybe it did
it
at one time.
It's true.
They're 2,500 years old, so that's plenty of time for water patterns and things like that to shift.
Yep.
You can also have the water table many yards underground. And, like, then you can, like, tap into it with, like, a well system.
True.
Nicola Massini and Giuseppe Orefici thought they were spatial, functional, religious, calendrical, and agricultural. So they think they're all of the above. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, so they line up with the times of the year. Yeah. Same kind of way, like, Stonehenge represents the sky at different times of the year and stuff like that.
So they went with E, all the above.
Pretty much. Plus, I thought they had fun names that I couldn't skip mentioning.
Right.
Nicola Massini and Giuseppe Orefici.
Giuseppe.
Jim Woodman insisted that they could not have been made without aerial observance and built a hot air balloon with tech of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also those mountains that could have just been, like, you know, had, like, a telephone chain system where it's, like, one guy yells to the other guy who yells to the other guy.
Nicola!
Two steps to the right! Two steps to the right!
Two steps to the right!
So the Fraggle Rock is what you're saying? Dance your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Hey, hey, hey.
Down in Fraggle Rock. apparently the hot air balloon was pretty weak, though. Like, it got up there, but it kind of listed and went down pretty fast. So,
many people died in the construction.
No, no. Everybody was okay. They were all okay, but it just wasn't a great hot air balloon. But he did make it up there and was able to, like, aerially observe the area.
Yeah,
that's the word. Mm-hmm. He was able to have an aerial view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have benefited at
for
the
sure.
time. So, Greenpeace apparently damaged some of the lines.
God damn it, Greenpeace.
And I wrote down the name Wolfgang Sadiq. I guess that's the guy who did it.
Oh, God.
Lame Wolfgang.
Ooh, yikes.
Oh, and then there's also been some damage to the lines from farmers' pigs, quarry machinery, mudslides, and off-road vehicles. So this is considered, I think, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but it's one of, like, the most sort of under threat because they're just simple lines in the desert. They're really easy to wash away.
That's what I'm saying. If you're squatting out there, just go walk the lines. Kick some dirt around, making sure that the paths stay true.
Yeah, if you have to squat in this area, at least be a steward
of the land.
Be a keeper of the desert. Be a keeper of the lines of the Nazca people.
Think of it as everything that the light touches is and, yours to care for.
Yeah, and, you know, figure out the water table. Get yourself some seeds. Start farming them, just like they did 2,500 years ago.
Maybe the aliens will come and be like, yo, he's cool. We're going to drop
again,
some knowledge on you.
They love a farm.
Yeah. They love a farm.
So it was a farm.
Yes, it was a farm at the end.
Zaxxar, I don't want to go to another pod.
No! Let us rave like we used to!
Ah, jeez. I don't know if I can handle another cow. I just was so ashamed after the last time. Couldn't help but turn it inside out. That's another mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Do aliens turn cows inside out?
It is another mystery.
Or is it the government being weird and blaming it on aliens?
Weird with cows.
Yeah.
Just doing stuff to freak farmers out.
Yeah. We want to buy this land. You get up.
What do you guys think about these Nazca lines? Other than the obvious, like, that they're for aliens or the aliens made them?
Well, I mean, this might be a bit heady, but suppose...
Try to keep up. No, you dummies aren't paying attention.
I'm going
to
put on my cerebral hat.
But maybe some beings from the second dimension... We live in a 2D world, came here and now are trying to communicate with us by only moving in one direction repeatedly so we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Like our worlds are just like just touching a little
yeah,
bit right here.
Right there. And, the
and
2D
they're walking
beings.
On their side and it's yeah. showing up on ours.
Or they're intentionally finding some way to scratch the surface
right?
of our dimension in Nazca, Peru.
Come on, guys, if the 2D people are doing it, can't we do it?
We've got one more D than them.
Right? We should be in the fourth dimension already.
I saw a 4D movie. It was fun.
Sensory was in there.
I got sprayed with water, and I could smell the chocolate when it came on screen. I was in a world of wonderment when I realized it was really a 5D experience. yeah, anything else? Any other theories before I wrap this sucker?
I still really want to see someone make a garden with this. Like,
yeah.
I want to see an aerial view of a garden in the shape of a monkey or a bird or a spider with the irrigation being the outline. Like,
well, I mean, I'll just point out, like, a corn maze or...
But that's something that's been grown and then they like push things down. I want to see something where the line is the irrigation and
I see what you're saying.
Things are sprouting from it and creating the shape.
Well, I would love to show you a show on Netflix that's like Wild India, I think, or maybe it's Wild Middle East or something
Wild
like
Arabia.
That. I think it's Wild Arabia. It's
Wild
somewhere with
rice. Wild dogs.
Just to put it out there, any show where the first word is wild or wildest and the second thing is like any country or region on Netflix, it's dope. It's some real good. You'll learn some stuff and you'll see some peoples you never knew about.
Now learn some stuff.
whoa, that's not how I watch TV.
The point is, in Saudi Arabia they have to divert the water along irrigation lines so that the farmers can have water to create these oases in the desert that you can indeed see from space. Because the only...
That's like where they're in the shape of a palm tree and stuff?
That's... You're thinking of, like, the stuff that they do in Dubai.
Maybe.
Where they're, like, building out onto the water in the shape of, like, the globe. And...
Yeah, they, like, are re-dredging the sand to create, like, a man-made island in the shape of a... palm tree, and they have like, you know, luxury homes all over it.
Yeah,
they're doing that there, but that's the United Arab Emirates. That's not Saudi Arabia.
I like that this is some sort of like that this is some sort of resort for the rich.
Yeah.
Is what's going on here.
They're just showing up and hanging out in the lines of the falcon or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You staying at the spider tonight?
Yeah, they have great mojitos.
This is the original like Burning Man or Coachella.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of like really rich kids at the time were like, which Nazca line are you gonna be at tonight? I think I'll stop by the monkey and then maybe spend a few hours at the hummingbird. I don't know. I don't like to plan it too much. I'm just gonna walk some lines and see what happens.
The shitty human one is like the fire festival.
Yeah. There's didn't. Every year there's a lot of promise and great stuff at the human, but the human always lets you down, man.
Fail.
There's never enough tents or places to sleep. Ugh.
I will say the human lines are probably the least pronounced out of most of them. Like,
mm-hmm.
it had, like, been blown away or something. No one took care of that one.
It does look like it might have suffered some damage.
I think it just didn't start out great in the first place. Like, it's kind of like, what's going on with this? The right arm, to begin with, was twice the size of the left.
Yeah, I like how buff you made his, like, bicep. Like, yeah!
Where these ones seem to just have more skill in the lines, too. Like, this isn't...
Well, to be fair, I didn't do, like, a lot of fact-checking on these, so... Who's to say whether that's, like, a legit picture or, like, just some asshole from today who just made that picture and I didn't...
I'm not asking for a source. I'm willing.
No,
I'll
that's
just
true.
Believe it. I don't
take
care.
It
that's fine.
But it's just... You're right, though. It's, like, really incongruous with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very out of sorts. Rob, you're totally right when you said it. It's like looking at the one from another artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not the artist I know. I'm not feeling good about this at all.
Have him standing with feet pointed out and waving to us.
And his feet have such like comically looking like
boots.
Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he looks like Frosty the Snowman in a gas mask.
Yeah, his face sort of looks like a penguin a little bit, too.
Yeah,
it's truly the mystery is if that is a legit mask.
Right?
You tell us on Instagram.
Yeah, once we post these pictures, if you think this picture is utter bullshit, please let us know. If you can find the legit mask alarms there are humans and this one's bullshit, or if it is legit and for some reason just looks weird, you know, help us out.
Yeah. We handle criticism pretty well, so go for it.
Yeah, we're open arms to criticism. Just lay it on me.
Never ask the internet that. Never.
They're going to tell you regardless. They might as well embrace it.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Putting yourself out there on the internet is just like a visit to my mom's house, you know? She'd like to say that no, she's fine, she's great, she's wonderful, but she is pretty critical too. Every time I see her, she has to tell me to shave my beard or trim it.
Has she seen the new
style?
Yes, that trailer looks awesome. I'll be like, for you, Maza.
I'm not gonna do that. I can't remember what I said at the beginning. I really want to throw it back to
that. It was the sun glistening in your
face.
Oh,
yeah,
the sky.
And I guess it's time for the sky to shift over to a different set of Nazca lines, because that's the end of another episode of High Mystery. For High Mystery, I'm Colin Turner.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Yay, it's chameleon time.
Oh, chameleon time. Oh, chameleon time.